Football. All right, let's get our heads on. Our microphones turned back on. We're here with flooring experts Kelly and Larry Houtman. Houtman Floor Covering, any regular listener of the show knows that name. Larry is really one of the very first. As a matter of fact, people always ask me, Rosie, how did the referral network get started? And I'll tell you how it started. About 28 years ago, when I walked out the front door to drive down to the station to do my very first show, sweet Jennifer grabbed me and tapped me on the shoulder. Now she says, Rosie, if you get a question you don't know, say, I don't know. Now, I don't know why you felt like you had to leave me those instructions, but I appreciated it because it set the foundation for the referral network. And I think it was like the second or the third show I ever did. And this is back in 1979, 1980, 81, somewhere like that. I got a phone call on bamboo flooring. Back then, I'd never even heard of bamboo flooring. And I said, well, I don't know. But I know a guy that can answer that question for you. Call Larry Houtman. Here's his cell phone number. I gave it out over the air, and that's how the referral network started. It started with a referral to Larry, and I appreciate you taking, I know, the thousands of phone calls I've sent you over the years and helping people out.
You try to get me in trouble every chance you get.
That would have been a beeper, not a cell phone, by the way.
Maybe so.
No, I actually had a mobile phone in my truck.
Yeah. Oh, it must have been a big old...
Yeah, it was
the big brick.
Yeah.
Kelly, tell us a little bit about Houtman Floors.
Well, we've been in business in the Valley for over 40 years. We cover all your flooring needs. We provide free estimates, in-home consultations. We do all types of floor covering, as well as med set showers, tub surrounds, backsplashes. We do fireplace surrounds and wainscot for your bathrooms. We can pretty much do anything with your floor covering or tile, as well as outdoor for patios. So we have a lot of different options for you, and that's why it's really great that we can come and do an in-home consultation and show you samples in your home so you can see what they look like and with your decoration, as well as the lighting in your home, which is really important because that can change the way a product looks. Again, we work throughout the Valley, and you can contact us at 602-274-1772 to schedule your free in-home estimate today.
Larry, you and I have done a lot of work for a lot of interior designers over the years. When you walk into a room that's going to be remodeled, what's the first surface you pick? Is it the flooring? Is it the countertop? Is it the cabinets? Where do you start with your selection process?
Well, that's changed over the years, but the flooring is the primary surface that you see color-wise. So you want that to coordinate with the colors. Now people are using wall accents, a lot of color, so you want it to blend and be neutral, not jump out at you.
Yeah.
So you pick one item and go around that.
Now, I used to tell people a lot of times, you know, when you're buying that new home, if you're squeezing into that first mortgage, that carpet would probably be a good place to probably don't upgrade in the home purchasing process. Go ahead and just take the builder's economy carpet, live on it till you can afford to upgrade it and upgrade it later, because that is something that is fairly simple to replace later.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing in my home.
just take the base level carpeting. The builders do tend to make a pretty good margin when you're upgrading, so just take the base level carpeting and you'll replace that later. Larry, in preparing for the show, you were talking a little bit about a great way to save money in buying carpet is the bedrooms get the least amount of traffic if you pick a particular style and manufacturer of carpet. What was your tip?
A lot of the carpets now come in different qualities and weights in the same look. So you can use a higher, denser carpet in your traffic areas and reduce the quality in the bedrooms, because you're going to get twice to four times the wear out of the bedrooms.
There you go. So there's a great tip. Let's see if we can squeeze one call in here from Barbara, who's calling from Green Valley, so we don't have to have her hold on all the way through the top of the hour. Barbara, real quick, what's your question, dear?
My question is, when I was a child in Phoenix, my parents bought a new home. It had concrete floors, and they had a smooth, shiny surface. I loved it. They loved it, and I still remember that. Is there a way? Now, I live in a house with a, I'm sure it has a concrete slab. Is there a way to take out all the carpeting and refinish that concrete slab?
Yeah, there sure is. You can certainly do that. And Barbara, what you're talking about is growing up in the Phoenix market. When the veterans all came home from World War II, that's really the beginning of the housing explosion in Arizona. And we were pouring slab-on-grade concrete floors. And to get a VA or FHA loan, they wouldn't let us sell you the home with just unsealed gray concrete. But they would let us put a dye into the concrete. It was called FHA Red. And that's how thousands of homes got poured here in Arizona. And that finished concrete, stained concrete, was an acceptable for the mortgage companies to go ahead and put a mortgage on your home. And yes, you can tear out carpet and go back to a finished and polished concrete. I promise you, after top of the hour, we get back, we'll take that as one of the topics we'll cover with Houtman Floor Covering right here at Rosie on the House. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be talking about misleading claims, trends, stain resistance, and cleaning carpet all next hour.
Gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.